it right down. Keep your hands up, keep your chin down. Shut the door, time to go with Randy Harrison. Knockout Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, Knockout Radio with Randy Harris is about to start. So get ready for the best MMA talk, games, interviews, prizes, and surprises anywhere. For Knockout Radio, I'm the voice, Ray Flores, and now here's Knockout Radio.
Hey-o. Hey, everybody.
What is going on, everybody? We are live and in living color coming to you from Tour de Pizza, 4th Street North. Action-packed show, a in-studio, in-pizzeria guest. But first and foremost, God, it really hurt me. It hit me hard, I got to be honest with you. And I don't really get hit hard often.
Okay.
But my good friend Oliver, who is involved with the UFC, we have a full schedule. A guest coming up momentarily. They'll let me know and I'll get off this subject, but I do want to start with it before Hannah comes on. An icon. Icon is above legend.
Okay.
And Oliver Koop, who's been involved with the UFC for a long, long time, an American who lives in Germany. He's done the whole circuit. Ted Webb is an icon. And it's not good.
Uh-oh.
I didn't read the whole thing, and you know, I don't want to get over dramatic. It's not like we were best friends, but everybody in the Tampa Bay area has felt like Ted Webb is their best friend.
Sure.
He was on 97 WFLA forever. His cousin was a great friend of mine when the Highlight Fronton was still here. But I believe that he has decided to take himself off of dialysis and is headed over to
hospice. Yeah. Yeah, that's tough. I mean, but you know, you guys come from that golden era radio, right? Like where, you know, your voice, you know, there wasn't Sirius satellite and it wasn't like the compact disc and like the where you could choose the music you listen to going down the road. Like you really got your news, your content. You became part of the family and their stories.
Back when people listened and watched the news.
Absolutely. But you guys were such a big pack. That era of radio was so impactful. That you actually, people feel like they know your life, they know your journey, they know your kids, they know your experiences. And that's fading away now with all the conveniences and people say, oh, I only listen to what I want to listen to, not everybody else's content. So it's a tragedy. It's a huge loss for the Tampa Bay area.
Not yet. I mean, we're getting there.
But of course,
I mean, we don't want to, you know.
Sure.
But yeah, no, it's, and like I said, I don't really get like this. Because people that know me know my feelings and thoughts on that subject.
Sure.
But yeah, it just kind of hit me because Ted has always been cool with me, you know, would reach out, you know, just to say hi, you know, and I'm like, God, I didn't even really know me. You know, Ted is Mount Rushmore-ish up there and I'm Aunt Hill-ish.
right.
So I wouldn't expect, you know, but no, I mean, he's, you know, Ron Diaz kind of thing.
Sure.
You know. And so I did want to just kind of start, you know, with that and mention that. And my thoughts and prayers are out to his family, all of his friends, all of his former cohorts. And it is and it will be a sad day. Ted Webb is an icon as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah, a voice of a community. And that's what makes this Bay Area so great.
True. You know, and all, you know, areas great. You know, everybody has people like that. You
sure.
Know, people, because obviously, you know, females are doing newscasts and stuff. You know, you felt like you knew Dave Worth.
Sure.
You felt like you knew Bob Alvarez. You felt like, I ever tell you my Bob Alvarez story?
No.
So Bob Alvarez, who now, for the past quite a few years, teaches Italian.
Okay.
So he goes into like restaurants. We ought to set something up here.
I'm not Italian.
No, but it's pizzeria.
Okay.
You know, all just right. Go pizzeria and then it's Italian.
Pizzeria. And you do the thing with the finger exactly. and throw the Parmesan.
Exactly.
Perfect.
So Bob used to be on Channel 44. He was the news or sports director. And he used to do Bob's Big Fish Stories.
Okay.
I think that's what it was called. So who thinks outside the box more than I do?
I do.
Nobody.
Okay.
So I sent a photo. We took a picture of Sean at the lake where he caught a big-ass tuna.
Okay.
Okay. We took the photo. We sent it to Bob Alvarez. It was a can of tuna fish on a fishing hook.
I was going to say, because tuna is not found in a lake.
It was pretty funny. I still have the photo. I'll have to show it to you. But yeah, you know, you think that you get to know these people.
Is Bob Alvarez any relation to Danny Alvarez? Because I saw Danny on Saturday.
I know you did. I think I'm the only human alive that didn't see Danny Alvarez on Saturday. Right? Sunday. It was Sunday.
It was. It was Sunday. Yes.
I went down there to look, and I don't really want to talk controversial. I'm really going to try to stay away from it.
Sure.
But he is involved in something that's pretty controversial.
Really? Danny?
You're not aware?
No.
I thought you were the one that told me.
No, I don't think so.
The school research source officer?
No, I didn't.
A Tampa, Hillsborough County, I don't know if it's Tampa, Hillsborough County, whatever.
Okay.
Resource officer has been fired for using the N-word.
Oh.
And I guess it's not the first time.
Okay.
And I did do, shocking for everybody that's listening, I did actually read half the story.
Okay.
I didn't read the whole story.
Sure.
I read half of the story. Not the first time it was used, and this was caught on his camera.
Oh, wow.
Talking to somebody on the phone. So the first time it was directed, allegedly, I believe, to a suspended student that tried to come back on campus.
Okay.
This time it was him talking, allegedly, to someone on the phone and used the word. Now, what I don't think should matter, and I think this is what people are saying does matter, it was an African-American or black, because we don't know if he's African-American.
Sure.
A black resource officer that used the word.
Okay.
You know, because a lot of people believe that then that's not a big deal.
Right. Sure.
And Danny, I believe, is the attorney.
Okay.
You know, so.
I mean, no, so along the same lines, the assistant basketball coach for USF is now suspended under investigation for using a racial slur. And he is not black. He is white. But the person that is directed towards the player is, and I guess it's foreign. So, I mean, where's the line at? I mean, it's used. Well, it's used so freely in music and in song and in rap and in culture and in social environments where people grew up, mixed, you know, gender, mixed race, mixed ethnicity, and that's part of the street language. That's part of the street code. So, you know, where does freedom of speech, you know, cross the line to offensive and racial? You know, and is it applicable here?
Yeah. I mean, again, I don't know how to answer that because you're not allowed to answer it.
That's true.
You know, basically.
You can't have an opinion or because even if you do, it's wrong. But we did see Danny at a tragedy, another local tragedy. Officer Jesse Madsen, who selflessly gave up his life to save innocent people from a drunk driver, a wrong-way driver. And he lost his life. And so Sunday, the city of Tampa hosted in front of the police station. All the food trucks banded together to create a festival and an event to raise money for the family. And obviously, I went because you gave me the heads up. You put it out on your social media saying that everyone in Tampa should be at this event to show their respect. I brought my family, my daughters, brought in some friends from out of town who didn't have any affiliation with Tampa Bay. But we all went, and we showed our support. And when I saw Danny Alvarez, I bought a shirt to show my support. And unfortunately, it was terrible circumstances, but it was a great event to see that kind of support for the family.
Absolutely. All right, so with that note, let's go hit a break. I am a moron. I just want to say that publicly.
We know.
Our guest that was scheduled 10 minutes ago, I wrote the wrong number down.
Oh.
I sent the wrong number into the studio. Hopefully, we can still get Hannah on.
All right.
My fault. I dropped the ball. I am a moron. Let's hit a break. Coming to you live from Torta Pizza, 88th Avenue and 4th Street in St. Pete. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8 Man Strong and Staff Zone. We'll be right back. For the foolish things I do, you may wonder how come I love you when you get on my nerves like you do. Well, baby, you know you love me.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Hey, this is Cecil Fielder from Detroit, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
8 Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you're bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life,
If you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong.
Country Depot, located at 36 North Broad Street in historic downtown Brooksville, could be the coolest store on planet Earth. From home and garden decor, handbags, and sports items, Country Depot carries a very large variety of unique gifts like nautical, primitive, country, and much more. Follow them on Facebook at Country Depot and stay tuned to Knockout Radio for details on how to register to win a $50 gift certificate. It's called Country Depot in Brooksville and worth the drive.
What were you doing 10 years ago? For me, I founded the Tour de Pizza, Tampa Bay's only cycling-themed pizzeria, where we combine gourmet pizza with an active lifestyle. Home of the world-famous pizza diet? At Tour de Pizza, we truly have a pizza for everybody. Classic New York style, Chicago deep dish, whole wheat low carb, flaxseed millet grain free, and cauliflower crust to name a few. Proudly serving the greater St. Petersburg area for the past decade and running. Two locations, one great pizza, that's Tour de Pizza.
Does your garage door opener seem to have a mind of its own? Or is it a squeaky or noisy garage doors? Sounds like they need a simple tune-up. Call Moores Boulevard Garage Doors. That's M-O-R-S-E Boulevard Garage Doors at 727-522-5070. I'm so glad I did, and they fixed my garage door correctly on the very first visit. Moores Boulevard Garage Doors offers 24/7 service and no extra charge for nights or weekend emergency calls. Repair or replace your garage door with Moores Boulevard Garage Doors. Call them today at 727-522-5070.
Jabra Elite 85T True Wireless Earbuds have been engineered with the most cutting-edge noise cancellation technology on the market to give you complete control over how you hear the world around you. It's time to level up the way you block out the world. Go to Jabra.com for more details on these and other great Jabra products and pick up a pair today.
You're hungry. Where do you go to eat?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
You want to have a drink? Where do you go?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Having a get-together with the guys from the softball team? Where do you do it?
That's right. Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Located at 1320 Central Avenue, St. Petersburg, right across from Tropicana Field, Berg's is the best place to take the whole family for food and fun. Going to a Rays game? Have dinner before the game at Berg's, and after the Rays win, come and celebrate with all your friends at Berg's, right across from the Trop. So come down and see Berg and the whole gang at Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Ferg Sports Bar and Grill.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Hi, this is Herschel Walker, and I tell everyone out there listening, y'all need to listen to Knockout Radio.
We are back. This is Knockout Radio coming to you live from Twitter Pizza. And the first segment was a little heavy on the heart, Randy, but let's lighten things up, man. Let's get ready for UFC 260 coming up. We've got BKFC fights coming up this month. We've got...
We may have Melvin Gillard on to talk about that.
And the GNAT.
A total cluster. What does the GNAT have to do with Melvin?
I've got Melvin scheduled to do it in Denver because my partners have the studio. That's where the headquarters is, to give him that competitive advantage that the other guys are getting down here.
Hopefully that'll be before he moves back to New Orleans, which might be tomorrow.
Oh, is it really?
Yeah. So you better be quick.
Well, I'm mobile.
With my brother from another mother, Melvin.
I can meet him. I can meet him over there.
I've already told him to stay away from you.
No, but he doesn't listen to you.
Melvin's too cool. You can't hang with cool people.
Oh, I am cool. And I have the greatest. But he was on your wrapped van. Yeah. You had a van. And he was one of your featured athletes on the van.
It was really, I missed the van. You know, we had a lot of images. Melvin was on it. Tito, Randy, Chuck. Antonio Tarver.
Really? The Magic Man.
The Magic Man, who is no longer fighting in April in Atlanta.
What happened?
I don't know. I don't know, but he's off. But Steve USS Cunningham, a former world champion, is now going to beat up Frank Mir instead of Antonio Carlos.
It's not a. You can't say he's going to beat him up. Anyone can win in a combat sport.
I don't believe that.
I could win.
I believe that you can't win.
You don't know. Buster Douglas showed the world anything is possible.
But here's the difference between Buster Douglas pulling off probably the biggest, second biggest miracle of all time.
What's the first?
Team USA beating USSR.
Oh, the Miracle on Ice.
I still tear up when I watch that.
You do, right?
And what people always forget is that wasn't for the gold medal.
No.
That was to play for the gold medal.
Wow.
You know, so most people thought after they beat USSR that there was no way that they would be able to win the gold medal from, you know, getting so high in emotion and everything that they pulled off. And try watching that with some dry eyes. I don't know if it's possible. You know, so Buster, the difference between Buster Douglas and you are the following, and let me finish. and let me finish the very long list of reasons.
Okay.
First and foremost, Buster Douglas is an athlete.
I'm a professional athlete as well.
You are a professional.
Thank you.
You're a professional moron.
Athlete.
So that's the difference between the two. Now, if you're going to say on any given whatever, as much as I disagree, on any given whatever, a professional boxer might be able to beat a professional boxer.
Okay.
Until I see it with my own eyes, a great athlete in Frank Mir, a great former MMA champion, tragedy what happened to him, you know, with the motorcycle wreck that cost him millions of dollars, titles, the whole nine yards. He's still an MMA fighter. So I've always said, and you know that I'm a big MMA guy.
You are.
An MMA fighter that fights a boxer, depending on the discipline, that's who's going to win. It's not like Frank Mir is fighting a bum. I don't know, somebody like maybe you. You know, then Frank Mir, yes, would win that boxing
match. Look, you posted a photo on Facebook of you making a fist with Francis Ngannou.
I almost didn't do it.
And you could win that fight. If you and Francis close the cage and you get one punch on the button, you win, Randy Harris.
Okay, here's how I'm going to prove that wrong.
Because you're not tall enough to touch his face?
You're not allowed to bring stepladders in the fights.
You can in WWE.
You would have a better chance against a ventriloquist dummy, okay, than I would against Francis.
Well, that would be a tag team match. There's two of them.
With you? Yeah, two dummies. It's two dummies.
So I'll fight you and your dummy.
No, I'm saying you against the dummy. Now you just called Ngannou a dummy. Okay.
No, not that guy Ngannou. The other. the poker player Ngannou. Wasn't there a 10th?
Yeah, I think there was. Yeah. Little guy, blonde hair.
Yeah, that guy.
Yeah, who did win the World Series of Poker.
He did?
Yeah. So, whatever. Then we're going to have a studio guest coming.
Yeah, you haven't told me who's coming.
I'm not telling you.
Should I clean my kitchen?
Well, they're going to
Should my staff get up and do something? Like,
No.
Do we prepare anything for these people?
Don't have your staff do anything now that they normally don't do.
Oh. Okay. So, I mean, because you don't tell me anything. I don't know who to prepare for.
Hold on. I just screwed up because Billy normally hates you. Now I think he dislikes me.
Oh, that's true. That's true. Who is Ric Flair? Like, is Ric Flair coming?
I don't know.
I mean, no, he's in town. I saw Steve Lene doing the fist. What was that? Like a fist?
That's the power. That's the power punch.
Yeah, the power punch.
Yeah, that's what they did at the Olympics, you know, with the runners.
Yeah, so Steve was with Rick. Is it Ric Flair? Is he coming?
He was with Rick. And I will tell you this much, that the limo is scheduled to pick them up.
Them? You guys better get clean. Let's start making dough. How many people are coming to this show?
Now, you've heard of, what is it, 12 degrees of bacon?
Yeah, 6 degrees of Kevin Bacon.
6 degrees of bacon. All right, so I'm going to say that there is a 1 degree of something in toward a pizza.
A connection to the people coming.
The people that are coming have a 1 degree connection. And it's not me.
But it could be anything, because I'm a star. Like, I know everyone.
Okay, luckily it has nothing to do with
I know Shaq. Floyd Mayweather's coming to see me in a couple weeks. I mean, it could be anyone. Let me look around, see one connection. Oh, it's baseball. It's got to be baseball. Spring training starting.
Spring training is almost over. But way to keep up on sports.
Well, I don't really watch it. Do you see my new baseball sign that was donated? Look at that.
No.
Just another great day in St. Petersburg. It's got the two, just like the Buccaneers did in the Super Bowl with the got the flag and the penalty. And
so what does that mean? This will be 2 years the Rays will go and lose in the World Series?
That's not nice. You don't know that.
You're saying two.
They could win. They could go back-to-back. We'll turn it around.
But then it wouldn't be back-to-back.
Were they the only team this year that lost in Tampa Bay? Because the Rowdies championship game was canceled. Right. They didn't even get a chance to play it.
So they didn't
lose. So they're the only team to lose this year. Everybody else won titles.
Well, first you better say professional because, you know, there's high school teams, there's college teams.
Oh, yeah.
So you're saying from the professional ranks. WWE tickets, by the way, went on sale.
Yeah, WrestleMania.
How come you didn't say your boy is the host?
Hogan.
Terry.
Yeah, he's the host. Along of course he is. This is his backyard. He built the WWE.
I'm not going to disagree with that.
WWE was built off of his back. So, of course, it's going to be in his backyard.
But I'm going to say that he didn't necessarily build wrestling in the Tampa Bay area.
No, he didn't. I mean, he put it on the map.
Nothing. He had nothing to do.
He was there.
No, he wasn't.
He did some leg drops.
He was WWE. He was WWF.
Yeah. So yeah, WWE is more.
Ric Flair, Dusty Rhodes.
Is Flair coming?
I'm not, you know.
It's driving me crazy because I'm not a huge Ric Flair fan, but I'm about to be if he shows up in the restaurant.
That's because your lips are attached somewhere else.
Woo!
Ric Flair's the icon.
It's pretty good.
He is the icon. But it's for Tampa Bay wrestling, like I said, it's Rick. It's,
well, that's because the wrestling finishing school was here in Tampa for years before they moved to Orlando.
No, that has nothing to do with it.
That's why all the wrestlers lived here.
No.
They came to train here, and then they just like, oh, the weather's nice. Let me stay. Like the other 47,000 people moved here last month.
I play a spades game on my phone, and there's a couple things that you can click, like a screaming or like a red face, and the things blow up.
Oh, emojis?
Yeah, like a little emojis. There's also one where tears of crying. I'm going to say because of stupidity. And what you just said is stupidity because you don't know the history of wrestling.
The wrestling finishing schools in Dale Mabry in Tampa.
First of all, that was the WWE's school. There's been wrestling here for 40, 50, 60 years before Terry was even alive. There was championship wrestling from Florida. There was WCW had a big connection here. Gordon Solie, that's where I got to meet him. The Homerly Armory, which is now the Boys and Girls Club.
The JCC Center.
And that was, you know, that big thing that I wanted to go to, and I blew it off because I was lazy. You know, that's where wrestling in the Tampa Bay area was, here and on Sarasota at Robarts Arena. Wrestling has always been huge here, but not because of Terry. I'm not diminishing Terry. Terry did do everything that you think he did when it comes to the WWF, now WWE. But, you know, he didn't leave until he went to WCW. Championship wrestling from Florida, like I said, Dusty Rhodes, Kevin Sullivan, Lex Luger.
Don't forget Slater. Don't forget AC Slater from
Brian Blair.
Don't forget AC Slater from the Bayside Tigers.
Was Macho? Macho wasn't Florida Championship Wrestling. Yeah, I don't think he was. Rick Rude. Rick Rude was the best.
British Bulldogs?
I can't remember the other guy's name who is in the Guinness Book of Records for the longest losing streak. So his script always had him losing. And, you know, he would pat himself on the back. And the Guerreros. Mm-hmm. So just not to correct you for the 4 millionth time this week.
Well, from what I understand, there was no civilization in Clearwater until Hogan came here and then everybody moved here.
Yeah, that's not true.
Just a vacant beach. And he's like, you know what? This is now Hogan knows best.
Okay.
As do I. It's a great place to live, and yes, wrestlers are welcome here. So,
should I tell you who else is coming on? We really haven't gotten to it.
Yeah, who else?
Other than our guest, our surprise guest, who I'm not announcing. Sugar Shane's coming on.
Mosley?
Yep. Only it's Sugar Sean.
Oh, Sugar Sean O'Malley.
Sean O'Malley is coming on.
What?
Yep.
Who has better hair, he or I? I mean, he did the braids with the colors, the rainbow. I mean, he went all out.
Also scheduled to come on is Regis, and no, not Regis Philbin. Regis, and I'm going to let you butcher it, Progre, Louisiana former world boxing champion,
okay,
who will be fighting in Atlanta on April 17th.
Wow.
So we're going to talk about that card. And then our, see the paperwork on in-studio guest?
Yes, I see it.
There is none.
Those just all ad lib.
Pretty much.
Scripted.
Well, it can't be scripted if it's ad lib. Oh my God.
What are you going to say?
I'm going to punch you in the face.
Have you asked your 10 questions before you get here? Like, I need a list of all 10 questions you're going to ask your in-studio guest.
People have said that to me before.
I know.
You know, before we can agree to the interview, we need to know your questions. I said, all right, even though that's impossible to do, but can you give me all the answers? Because I don't know what question two is because I don't know what the answer to question one is.
Yeah.
You know? So Hannah might be involved. You know, the UFC has their media day going on as well.
Sure.
And I want to say that her time was right after, so that's possible.
Okay.
I blew this one. This was totally on me. I'm a stickler on, you know, I want the guests on time and all that stuff.
Sure.
100% on me. I don't even know where I came up with the numbers, honestly. Huh. So I got the area code right, and I got the last four right, and then I made up the other three.
Wow.
No wonder she didn't answer.
Right.
Go hit a break. I'm going to bash my head against the wall for a minute. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8 Man Strong and Staff Zone. We'll be right back.
Standing in the rain with his head hung low, couldn't get a ticket. It was a sold out show.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
This is Dale Murphy, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
8 Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you are bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8 Man Strong.
How would you like to be like Jorge Masvidal, Dustin Poirier, Daniel Cormier, Joe Rogan, me, and many, many others? You could also own an amazing painting from Ross Bain's Art. Ross paints original canvas art, including custom commission work. There is nothing Ross Bain's can't paint. Ross was commissioned to paint the Masvidal flying knee mural on the ATT gym wall as well. Hang a painting in your house or office of your favorite athlete, actor, pet, family, sunset, you get the idea. Check out his amazing talent on the online store at rossbainsart.bigcartel.com and join the Ross Bain's Art owner family. Follow Ross today on Twitter at Ross Bain's Art.
What were you doing 10 years ago? For me, I founded the Tour de Pizza, Tampa Bay's only cycling-themed pizzeria, where we combine gourmet pizza with an active lifestyle. Home of the world-famous pizza diet? At Tour de Pizza, we truly have a pizza for everybody. Classic New York style, Chicago deep dish, whole wheat low carb, flaxseed millet grain free, and cauliflower crust to name a few. Proudly serving the greater St. Petersburg area for the past decade and running. Two locations, one great pizza, that's Tour de Pizza.
Does your garage door opener seem to have a mind of its own? Or is it a squeaky or noisy garage doors? Sounds like they need a simple tune-up. Call Moores Boulevard Garage Doors. That's M-O-R-S-E Boulevard Garage Doors at 727-522-5070. I'm so glad I did, and they fixed my garage door correctly on the very first visit. Moores Boulevard Garage Doors offers 24/7 service and no extra charge for nights or weekend emergency calls. Repair or replace your garage door with Moores Boulevard Garage Doors. Call them today at 727-522-5070.
Jabra Elite 85T True Wireless Earbuds have been engineered with the most cutting-edge noise cancellation technology on the market to give you complete control over how you hear the world around you. It's time to level up the way you block out the world. Go to Jabra.com for more details on these and other great Jabra products and pick up a pair today.
You're hungry. Where do you go to eat?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
You want to have a drink? Where do you go?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Having a get-together with the guys from the softball team? Where do you do it?
That's right. Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Located at 1320 Central Avenue, St. Petersburg, right across from Tropicana Field, Berg's is the best place to take the whole family for food and fun. Going to a Rays game? Have dinner before the game at Berg's, and after the Rays win, come and celebrate with all your friends at Berg's, right across from the Trop. So come down and see Berg and the whole gang at Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Ferg Sports Bar and Grill.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Yo, what's up? This is DDP, Diamond Dallas Page World Championship Wrestling, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
All right, we are back to you live from Florida Pizza, 88th Avenue and 4th Street in St. Pete. What?
Another legendary wrestler, DDP.
All right, let me throw this out first. FCC Radio.
Okay.
Okay. Watch words.
Uh-oh.
You know, we're trying to be nice and nice today.
Okay.
But the next discussion with our next guest is probably still very upset.
What?
Let's go to the phone lines. Melvin, how are you?
Hey, what's up, Randy? I'm good, buddy.
Okay. I threw out the warning publicly. You know, we got to be cool here, all right?
Yeah, I know. I knew that coming on. So I'm not really mad. I'm not upset. You know, everything's going to be taken care of accordingly. You know what I mean?
Well, you know, I understand that. And let me fill everybody in real quick. BKFC was in Mississippi over the weekend. And I told you this. I have some video of some things that the, if it's even an athletic commission, has done and said. So Melvin's fighting, Matt.
Yep.
And it appears, and again, all you can do is it appears at this point, because I'm watching TV from a far distance away, Melvin gets hit into the ring. Into the ropes.
Okay.
It appears, and Melvin, you can jump in here in a second. It appears the ropes are holding Melvin up.
Okay.
Which makes that an automatic 8 count. Okay?
Sure.
So it's holding him up while the other guy continues throwing punches at Melvin. And after about, I don't know, how many, Melvin? 15 punches?
Well, I don't know, man, because, you know, the only punch that hit me when I watched the tape was the right hand when I stepped in. And
right. When
he hit me with the right hand, it didn't really hurt me. It more stunned me a little bit. And then when I've hit the ropes, I purposely sat down because I was sitting underneath his punches. He was wailing. So it being boxing and not MMA, I mean, all he had to do was step in and stop the action and then start counting to 8. Well, that didn't happen. He stepped in and waved it off as if it was an MMA fight. Mind you, he was on top of me, wailing punches while I was sitting on the rope, which technically, again, that's a boxing match, not MMA. So that's where it all went wrong anyway. Well,
right.
I stood up and I said, hey, when he waved it off, I said, hey, where's my damn 8 count? And the referees, his words to me were, oh. I said, what do you mean? Oh. And he just got quiet. He didn't say anything. He knew at that point he had messed up.
So he already knew that he'd screwed up. Now, I did, which I normally don't do, I did some due diligence, and I reached out to some people who will remain nameless, some referees, some, you know, very well-respected referees, and flat out, and I won't use the words, but he said, without a doubt, the guy blanked up.
Yeah, he did. I mean, Dave got up on the ring, the commissioner got up on the ring, and they were livid. I mean, they were pissed. And I mean, for me, I was upset because I had like one whole section with my mother, my family, my neighborhood friends. Like I had at least 80 people there for me to watch me fight. And for the fight to get cut like that, I mean, even when it happened, they wanted to restart the fight. But, you know, I didn't get along too well with his corner. So the minute they stopped that fight, they loved it. They was like, nope. And when they were going to restart the fight again to keep going, and they were already, no, we already won. It's already called. And I'm like, are you kidding me? Like, y'all going to take that win like that? I'm like, okay. I mean, if anybody saw the fight, you saw me jump straight up after he was wailing punches because he wasn't really hitting me. I was shielding myself. So right when I wasn't hurt, nothing was wrong with me, and I had hurt him right before that. So I was ready to keep going. But unfortunately, they didn't restart the fight because his corner felt like they wanted to take the win the way it was. Right now, I'm currently having it appealed. It will be overturned, and it will be ruled as a no contest.
Sure. Well, as well it should.
Absolutely.
And that's kind of what I was going to say is how important it is. And, you know, I know what you're going to say, and everybody can say it's not a big deal, and it's not this, and it's not that. But, you know, yeah, 3 years, 10 years, 20 years down the road, you know, if it was still there as an L, you know, I'll be dead by then, so I won't be able to, you know, defend. But it's important that people know and find out that it was a commission screw-up, not that you suffered a TKO at the hands of somebody when, in fact, you really didn't.
Right. I mean, think about it, though. It wasn't a TKO either because it was boxing, not MMA. I mean, I was sitting on my butt on a bottom rope, and he was still wailing punches. The referee let him drop, like, maybe 10 to 15 punches on me, which wasn't supposed to happen. As soon as my butt touched the mat or the ring or the ring post, you're supposed to step in and start counting the eight. You know, I was willing to give up the eight count because I was trying to get underneath his punches. So none of those punches hurt me, but the referee just allowed him to just keep swinging on me, and the referee actually stood there and watched it, and then all of a sudden he stepped in and waved it off. I mean, the referee messed up because he reffed it as if it was an MMA fight.
Right. And one of the referees that I spoke to said that, you know, and we talked about some other stuff, and he said that a lot of fighters don't take advantage of the eight count. You know, it is boxing. It's not MMA. You know, if you feel, you know, you got hit, take the eight count. You know, come back and win the next round or the end of that round.
I mean, when he clipped me with the right hand, it didn't really hurt me. It just stunned me. But he was already getting on top of me. And from there, I had to cover up so that he hurt me with the remaining punches. So that was why I took the seat. That's why I sat down on the rope. I was like, well, I'm going to just sit, and then they'll restart us, and then I'll get back up. But then he kept punching, and all of a sudden the referee stepped in and waved his hands. I'm like, what are you doing? I was like, where's my eight count? And the man said, oh. I was like, what do you mean? Oh. And like, I wanted to deck him in his mouth.
Hey, Melvin, so look, we all know it was a terrible stoppage and a terrible fight, the way to end the fight. But does it help with the controversy to sell more tickets for your next bout? I mean, do you look at it as a positive because if it's just white noise.
I spoke to my manager this morning, and we're gonna definitely rematch like as soon as possible. And right now I'm asking Dave if they'll let me fight on that Miami card in May. So right now that's what I'm asking. I think he said they got like 14 or 15 fights already booked for that card. So I'm not sure. If he can move it to next month, in April for the Alabama card, I'll take that if I have to, just because I want to get it. I want to get it while it's fresh in everybody's mind. I don't want this to linger for another 3-4 months. Like, I want an immediate rematch.
I'm trying to think how I want to word this, because I want to be funny, but since we're good friends, you could reach through the phone line and punch me in the face. But what is this with the new mature Melvin? I mean, this is. I don't think you would have been responding like this years ago.
Man, I probably wouldn't have. I wouldn't have. You know what? But, you know, at this point, man, like, I want to keep it professional. You know what I mean? Plus, at the same time, too, my argument was, you know, I'm fighting for a contract. I didn't have a contract yet with BKFC. I don't have a long-term deal with them. Right now, BYB is also looking to sign me. You know what I mean? So, you know, right now, I'm in a position that I haven't been in a while. You know, to have two companies, two good organizations wanting to sign me. And right now, I don't know, I'm just trying to take the high road here, man. You know what I mean? Like, I just want what's rightfully mine. I just want my rematch. You know, if I go back in and rematch and for some reason I get knocked out, I can live with that.
Right.
But to lose a fight because a referee didn't know what he was doing, that's not cool.
And that's, you know, one of the arguments that I've had with the Florida Commission, and I think, you know, I'm a judge here in the state of Florida in MMA, and that's right. My big complaint. You know, it's, you know, if an athlete loses, let them be the reason they lost, not bad judging, not referees screwing up, and not because we're friends, but that's why I have your back on this one, because you're 100% right.
Right, but you know, even people that didn't have my back, all right, Rich Clemente, me and Rich Clemente didn't get along for a long time. You know, we actually squashed everything after the fight this past weekend, you know, because when I move home, I want to open my gyms. You know, his three sons wrestle. So there's a lot of things that I can do with this guy that can benefit me in the long run. So, and you know, Rich was cheering for O'Shanahan, all right? Because he knows that guy. And when I sat down at the table and talked with Rich and his wife after the fight, Rich even said, hey, man, you know, I'm not even going to bullshit. He's like, that was a bad call. He's like, the referee messed up. I was like, I know. I was like, we'll rematch. It's all good. But even Rich, being who he is, he even admitted that the referee made a bad call. Everybody did. I mean, the whole arena started booing. You know, when people go back and watch the actual fight itself, I mean, it's evident. It's right there. The proof is right there. So I don't have to really do too much. I don't have to prove myself to anybody to convince them otherwise that it wasn't a bad call. I mean, the fight was refereed like an MMA.
Right. Definitely a mistake. I just wanted to get you on it.
And even if it was MMA, you know, if it was Herb Dean or one of those guys, the first thing they would have said, hey, work out, protect yourself, cover up. Or, you know what I'm saying? Right. Like show me something. You know, and in that situation, if it was MMA, I would have grabbed hold of him and pulled him into me, you know, or wrapped him up or something. So that wasn't the case, though. I wasn't thinking about MMA. I was thinking about boxing. So right when I put my butt on the ring post, he should have stood his back up and he'd start counting to eight. And I'd have been like, I'm fine, I'm good, let's go. But I didn't get that opportunity.
Right, and you know, not to beat this, you know, like a dead horse, but, you know, Chris was saying the same thing. Sean was saying it, you know, on the telecast. So, you know, it's not like any of us are saying something that's not true. Everybody knows it's true. You handled this unbelievably professional. I want to compliment you on that.
And Melvin, so my partners in Denver, they're ready for you out there in Colorado, man. So if you need it for your training camp for the next 2 months.
I'm home.
You got full access.
I'm at work. Get my number from Randy. And give me a call later today, and let's sit down and talk, because I want to get back into the gym like as soon as possible. And right now, I'm just looking to get back in there, man, before everything gets like too old. I want everything to stay fresh in everybody's mind.
Because of your relationship with Randy, all my services are for you, my brother. So I'll connect that, over the show.
And Melvin, to be honest, I like you. Let me change that. I love you too much. I'm not giving your number to him. I wouldn't do that to people. I don't. Certainly not going to do it to you. As always, Melvin, thank you for your time. Thank you for staying involved. I'll give you a holler later in the afternoon.
All right. Thanks, Mr. Randy. I love you guys. I'll talk to you soon.
It's awesome.
That is.
I like the new Melvin. I like the mature Melvin.
You know, and he's told me that before. You know, and again, people tend to forget that when athletes, and I know I need to hit this break, so I'll do it in a second. You know, athletes, think of these, the NFL guys, they're 19 years old. These fighters are 19, 20, 21 years old. They're thrown in front of the media. They're thrown in, you know, into opportunity. They're thrown in all this money. And sometimes you have to learn through mistakes. And Melvin will tell you that.
No question.
That he has learned a great deal through some mistakes. And we've always been tight. We've always been good friends. And that's why he was on the door of that van back
then. Yeah.
And when World Series of Fighting came and we did a remote at a gun place, everybody's inside. Justin Gaethje was there. I can't remember everybody else that was there. But while we're all there, we're like, you know, where's Melvin? He's out taking photos of him on the van. So he, you know, like kneeled down by the door and somebody's taking a picture of him in front of him. It really was pretty funny. All right, let's go ahead and quick break. Coming to you live from Torta Pizza, 88th Avenue and 4th Street in St. Pete. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8 Man Strong and Staff Sun. We'll be right back.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Hi, this is Keenan McCardell, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
8-Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you're bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong.
What were you doing 10 years ago? For me, I founded the Tour de Pizza, Tampa Bay's only cycling-themed pizzeria, where we combine gourmet pizza with an active lifestyle. Home of the world-famous pizza diet? At Tour de Pizza, we truly have a pizza for everybody. Classic New York style, Chicago deep dish, whole wheat low carb, flaxseed millet grain-free, and cauliflower crust, to name a few. proudly serving the greater St. Petersburg area for the past decade and running. Two locations, one great pizza. That's Tour de Pizza.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
This is Len Swan, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
Hello again. Hello. Hello again.
And we are back. This is Knockout Radio coming to you live. We're at Pizza, 8824 4th Street North in St. Pete. If you're in the area, come on by, grab a slice, join the live show.
Yeah, we got some people in route.
Like last week, we had the Bronx Wanderers here, and they are now on the top five of TripAdvisor's must-see band acts in Vegas. Really? Of the 202 shows, they are currently number four on TripAdvisor's list. So big ups, big congratulations to the Bronx Wanderers, officially my favorite band. Pretty much,
you've never heard them.
I've never heard them sing anything, but I just love the people,
cool.
And I'll support them till the end of time.
Yep. And Vin, you know, it's Vinny and then Vinny is the son.
Vin A
is going to do a gig. He's done some gigs with Jimmy from
Jimmy Denning.
Tenors of Rock. So some stuff.
Our boxing correspondent.
I may fly out to Vegas just for that event. It's two really cool dudes. No, you're not invited.
What do you mean I'm not invited?
I didn't invite you.
If it's going to be boxing and eating buffets and music, I'm in.
But I don't know if buffets are open.
I'll drive.
To Vegas?
Why not? Cross country too.
Right. You pay for the flight and you drive. You pay for the flight and then you're the...
I'll meet you there.
Well, no.
So I pay for your flight to go and then I drive out separate?
No, you can fly with me.
Oh, okay.
You're going to pay for both flights. So you pay for the flights. Then I have a place to stay. So I'll stay at my buddy's and you get the hotel that you'll pay for.
Is your buddy part of the NASCAR team circuit?
He could be.
I want to stay there.
No.
That's like racing royalty.
It is.
Hendrick family.
You got the card. You want to run down the card?
Yeah.
I apologize again. I'm the one that dropped the ball with Hannah Goldie, who's scheduled to be on a little while ago. I sent the wrong number in. My fault.
We have fight coming up on Saturday, Randy Harris. UFC 260.
Is Stipe the greatest heavyweight champion of all time?
Has to be.
I disagree.
He's defended it four times. No one's ever done that feat in the heavyweight division.
But does that make you the best?
Heavyweight is the hardest division. That's what the standard is. Everybody talks about the heavyweight being the gold standard for champion, the heavyweight division.
And that's, you know, we were talking about the scripted wrestling. It's the same there. It's the quote-unquote heavyweight title and all that kind of
stuff.
But so by defending it the most times, you believe makes him the greatest heavyweight champion of all time?
I absolutely do.
If you do pound for pound, all that let's make-believe stuff, so if you take every UFC heavyweight champion at their prime, do you believe Stipe wins? Because to me, to me, that would be who would be the greatest heavyweight champion of all time. You know, so if somebody...
Yeah, because a lot of it's based on injury and opportunity and you know... Who's moved on and retired?
I'll ask you a simple question.
He's not the greatest of all time.
Well, that is what you just said.
I mean, he's defended the most.
I understand. He's the best UFC heavyweight champion right now. You can't argue that because he is the UFC heavyweight champion. All I asked was, and you said he is.
It's just hard to make that call because, like, going back to Mark Coleman.
That's who I say it is.
Who would just put the living fear into you where you don't even want to throw a punch because you're afraid you're going to lose your arm. You know, it's a different sport now. Now they have different gas tanks. They have different strategies. They deaden the leg.
I understand.
The calf kick is now a viable weapon to take away mobility.
I understand that. But who would calf kick and take away leg mobility of Mark Coleman when he's laying on top of you? That wouldn't have happened.
I can't say he's the greatest of all time.
So who's the greatest heavyweight champion of all time? You know, if we talk and we have in all sports, TV shows, GOATs and all that crap. So who's the GOAT? Who is the GOAT UFC heavyweight champion?
I mean, I think it's still to be determined. How can it be that? Because Nagano hasn't won it yet.
How can it be determined?
I think Nakano's going to win, and he's going to take a ride, and he's going to run this table.
That has nothing to do with
the I don't think anybody takes it away from Nagano once he gets it.
And that could be true, even though I don't think he'll win on Saturday. My thing is, there always has to be the greatest
of all time. Oh, it's so hard.
Day one, the day the UFC started, the very first heavyweight UFC champion was the UFC GOAT.
Yeah,
right?
Right, because there's no other competition.
He was the only
right.
one. The only one. So you can't say it hasn't been determined yet. Of course there's a UFC heavyweight GOAT.
I would say current.
Not current.
Like I would say he has to be because he's defended it four times.
Current has to be, Steve, because he is the current champion.
Right, but he's also defended four times. No one's ever done that in the heavyweight division. So I'm going to stay with Stipe until Nagano takes it away on Saturday.
So you're saying in both primes, you believe, whether it was back in the day, if Stipe could get in the flux capacitor and go back to the future, or if Mark could do the same thing and come, you think a prime Stipe against a prime Mark Coleman, you believe Stipe wins?
It's okay. In today's UFC, yes. Today's with conditioning and all the tools and the nutrition and the recovery. Today, I think, yes, the skill set, I think Stipe wins in today's modern era. Back in the day when it was Rock'em Sock'em Robot and it was just all-out war for like a minute or two, I think Coleman wins.
But so you're not saying if Coleman gets in the flux capacitor and comes to the future that he won't have all of those things around him?
I mean, he would because the whole sport's changed.
So if he would, then he would have the same advantages that you're saying Stipe and Nagano and all
but
that.
A lot of his success was just that he was just the badder man like for the short duration of the fight, a minute, 30 seconds, 40 seconds.
He went longer.
Two rounds. You know, but can those guys go five rounds? I mean, back then, those guys couldn't go two. They would gas out. And like
Mark Coleman was an NCAA wrestler, so he did do all of that. Did we talk about the NCAAs?
No.
Well, we'll talk about that in the second hour. Great stuff. I do have a couple minutes. So Stanford has shut down their wrestling program.
Really?
Okay, so they've shut down numerous programs.
Because of COVID?
Because of money and because of whatever.
Okay.
So I don't know the number, but they raised millions that supposedly would keep the wrestling program afloat for like 20 years.
Okay.
Stanford is steadfast. They're canceling, they're ending wrestling after this year. So I don't know the kid's name. He thought about quitting. He talked to his dad. He's like, no, I'm going to ride it out. He made the tournament as the 8th seed.
Okay.
From Stanford.
Okay.
And won the title.
Wow.
And wrestled. He reversed the singlet. So he didn't wear
the Stanford logo or name.
Or all that. And then he wore a sweatshirt, you know, keep Stanford wrestling alive or something like that. And all the other teams were supporting. And, you know, which was kind of cool.
Sure.
One great big, you know, unity team thing. But big ups for him to be able to stay focused knowing that.
He had no backing from the school.
Well, I don't know if he didn't have backing because the program was still there this year. Now, obviously, it won't be next year. You know, will he be able to leave like, you know, you've been able to do with football and stuff? Who knows? But it was cool.
Why would you get rid of wrestling? I mean, it's such a historic sport. The Olympic sport.
Yeah.
I mean, it's an Olympic. I mean, I know everything's becoming an Olympic sport now. Like, they let rollerblading.
It is the Olympic sport.
Yeah, I mean, it's the original foundation of the games.
Well, it was built all around that. So
Roman Greco wrestling.
So big ups to him, and I couldn't have been happier. I was watching the UFC on one TV and NCAA wrestling on the other.
Are the Olympics happening this year? Japan?
Yeah, I thought so.
Or is it Japan?
Yeah.
Tokyo?
Yeah, I believe it's Japan. I believe it's happening. I don't know.
Do you like the Olympics? Do you miss them? Do you watch the Olympics? I mean, going to it's a different story. I know the Atlanta 96.
I was there.
I mean, you know, but have you been to any Olympics internationally?
No, I haven't. But, yeah, I do like the Olympics, but I like the Olympics for the obvious reason. It's us against them. It's me against you. It's, you know, what I used to love, the U.S. of A. versus other countries.
You used to love the U.S. of A.
Yeah, I mean.
The old USA?
I'm not, you know, yeah.
Not the too politically correct USA that we have?
It's a bad place. It's a bad place to be, you know, and I'm not.
You can't win.
I'm still gung-ho. I'm still, you know, patriotic. I'm still this. I'm still that. But I have not watched a news program since probably October.
You haven't missed anything?
Somebody posted that there was a shooting, I guess, in Colorado.
In Boulder.
I had no idea.
Guy went into King Super's grocery store with an AR-15, killed 10 people. One officer had lost their life.
And, you know, I was discussing with someone who I discuss a lot with. Any person who shoots and kills someone should be shot on sight. Period.
No question.
I don't care anything about nothing. It should be done. So,
no question.
All right, 1 hour down. I dropped the ball in the first hour. Let's see how many fumbles I have in the second. So we'll find that out.
Over under six.
When we return with Sean O'Malley. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8 Man Strong and Snap Zone. We'll be there.
I took her home to my place, watching every move on her face. She said, look, what's your game?
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Yo, maniacs. Hulk Hogan here, the greatest of all time, and you're listening to Knockout Radio. So what you gonna do?
8-Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you are bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong.
What were you doing 10 years ago? For me, I founded the Tour de Pizza, Tampa Bay's only cycling-themed pizzeria, where we combine gourmet pizza with an active lifestyle. Home of the world-famous pizza diet? At Tour de Pizza, we truly have a pizza for everybody. Classic New York style, Chicago deep dish, whole wheat low-carb, flaxseed millet grain-free, and cauliflower crust, to name a few. Proudly serving the greater St. Petersburg area for the past decade and running. Two locations, one great pizza, that's Tour de Pizza.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? Staff Zone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
WTAN Clearwater
FM 106.1,
WDCF Dade City
FM 102.3,
WZHR Zephyr Hills
FM 104.3.
Listen.